Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Question: is it true that the more you give to God, the more you get back personally? Which side of that question would you come down on, yes or no? Has that been true in your personal life? Or would you say, hey, churches and organizations use that line to get my money and build strong financial bases? Question number two: is there anything in the Bible, I mean in its context and rightly understood, that seems to convey that truth? Did not Jesus himself say, give, and it will be given to you? A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Well, did he not mean what he said? Before I answer this tough one, may I tell you about Don Finney? He, for one, believed, you can't outgive the Lord. One day Don said, I want you to come over to my house and see my books. Well, Don knew that I have a love for old leather-bound books, especially when somebody like Martin Luther scribbles his name in the front of them. So when Don and I sat down in his kitchen, I expected him to go to the bookshelves and get some really old books. But what he produced was not what I had in mind. He went to the kitchen cupboard and brought out a financial ledger almost 4 inches thick. Putting the financial ledger on the table, he began saying, for 40 years I've kept books with God, and I've proved you can't outgive the Lord. Turning to the front of the book, Don pointed out very neat columns of figures. Here, he said, this was my income, and this is a record of our giving. Then going to the next set of figures, he said, when we increased our giving, our income rose. Then he got to the real reason he had invited me to his home. At the time, I was Don's pastor, and our church was filled with a lot of young couples with small children, and surviving financially was a higher priority with them than giving to the church. Tell you what I want you to do, he continued. I'd like you to challenge our people to give a tenth of their income or a tithe for a period of a year. And at the end of that time, if anybody can honestly say that God didn't bless them for it, I'll personally give them $1,000. Well, with an offer like that, how can you lose? I passed on the challenge, and a considerable number of couples decided to take the test or the challenge. And what happened? Well, at the end of the first year, we began comparing notes. Some said, sure enough, we had no sooner begun giving when we got a salary increase. Others said, no salary increase for us, but it was strange. We ended up the year with money in the bank, something that's never happened to us before. And others commented, our old car ran great all year. I mean, never broke down. And before, we were always taking it to the shop for big repairs. Some others reviewed the year, saying, almost every year we've ended up spending a lot on doctors and dentists and trips to the emergency room of our hospital. But this year, we didn't have any broken bones, and our kids were amazingly healthy. For 3 years running, I made that offer, and not one single person came forward to claim the refund or the rebate, which Don Finney would gladly have provided anonymously. No questions asked. Honestly, churches would do us a great disservice without bringing us into confrontation with what God says about our resources and about our giving. It is we who would be losers, not the church. Jesus was right, but sometimes the blessing comes in the currency of heaven.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.